אתם מאזינים לספריית הפודקאסטים של רדיו תל אביב.
מכבי בול.
אורש, welcome to מכבי בול.
Thank you.
Before we start, I want to give you this scarf of Maccabi fans. Oh. Now, it's a present, but it's not really a present. It goes like this. If you win the championship, yeah, it's yours. The Israeli championship.
When he wins the championship.
When you win.
No, if.
If, God forbid, you don't, you give it back to me.
Yeah, understand.
So far, I never got any scarf back. Every scarf I gave was left with the player because we never left, lost the championship. So yeah, don't be the first one.
Yeah, I got
no pressure.
You. Have to continue.
So, Orosh, help us. How do we pronounce your name?
Urosh.
Urosh.
Trifunovic.
Trifunovic.
Yeah, it's like basically SH in the end. In Serbia, there's a letter S with like a mark on the above the letter, which is pronounced Sh.
And then what's the nickname? What your mom or dad called you?
They call me like Uki.
Uki.
Uki. Ule. Uki, Trifa, like whatever.
Trifa is good.
Yeah, Trifa. Trifa.
Trifa.
Yeah,
good.
Trifa.
Trifa.
Yeah. Or Lonnie, he's calling me O.
Oh. Oh. I think from now you're Trifa. Show.
Trifa, yeah, Trifa is yeah.
Okay. So I want to make a full disclosure at the beginning, and I'm facing a big dilemma, and I want to ask you what do you think about it. Mm-hmm. At the start of every season, I'm always picking some player who I'm gonna fall in love with.
Yeah.
Okay. When Maccabi finished the squad, I chose you. It's on tape. I'm not lying.
Thank you, man.
The problem is I have some kind of a ritual. In the beginning of the season, I'm buying the jersey. Then in the middle of the season, I'm making some kind of promo song and I'm singing it on the podcast. But the problem is the previous players were Danny Avdija, Bonzi Colson, Wade Baldwin, Rokas Jakubaitis, and Jordan Lloyd. You know what all of them have in common? They all left.
They're all very successful.
Very successful, but they left Maccabi. So you tell me what I should do. Should I buy your jersey?
Buy my jersey, of course.
But
man,
you're going to stay. You're going to break the spell.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here to stay. That's all I'm going to say, man.
Okay.
So that's my goal.
Trifa, from now on.
Trifa, yeah.
We wanted to, you know, ask you about basketball in your life, growing to a basketball family with your father, living in Belgrade. How, you know, if you can tell us what basketball for you, how you grew into it.
Yeah, well, like, I had an interview before I came to speak with you guys, and they asked me, like, what would you be if you're not a basketball player? I don't have an answer. Like,
so you didn't have any choice.
Like, this, it's not a choice. This is, like, this was my only plan, honestly. Like, since I was, let's say, 15 years old, my every summer has been, like, connected to basketball, just getting better, you know, and, like, I played in Turkey when I was 17. I played like over there, and then we had a under 18 tournament for the national team, which we won the European Championship. And since then, I was in Belgrade. You know, I was in Partizan, and first year I was on the loan in one Serbian team. And then since then, I was in Partizan last year in Turkey, and now I'm here. So that's basically like how my story goes. Yeah.
Tell us about signing in Israel and coming to Maccabi. How was the process of the decision, and what made you do it eventually?
Well, the first time, like, and this is totally true, the first time that I played against Maccabi, it was three years ago, and I remember I called my mom after when we landed, and I said, I could live in this city easily, like, this is unbelievable. I said
that's
that
good.
Like, and this summer when I was speaking with my agent, like, there were like a lot of talks, a lot of teams, and as soon as I heard the name Maccabi, I told him, like, I'm just waiting for that. I want to go there. That's all I want to do. And eventually we made a deal, and now I'm here.
Well, we're happy to have you. I have questions that relate. It's a couple of questions from the same, you know, area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's regarding the security situation in Israel, and also living from Serbia, which you yourself, I guess, and your family knew.
Yeah.
The difficult times as well, and you know, how does it make you feel? Are you worried? Are you? Do you feel okay?
Well, you know what, like, I'm worried about the whole situation, but not like personally. I want the situation to end, you know, because like, not only because of the fans and basketball-wise, but because of the country, you know, like all the people that I met here are like super friendly to me. Everywhere I go, like they remind me of Serbian people, like, and the yeah, people
similarity.
Are, yeah, yeah, I just don't know how to explain, you know, like when I walk on the street is I don't feel like how can I say like a foreigner. It's like
something in the mentality.
Yeah, maybe. Like I see in the traffic, like when people are cursing each other.
I'll tell you something, Tom. You know that when you walk in Belgrade, it's common. Like I walked with my child, which is a cute child. When you walk, they pet him on his.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a dog. It's like very common.
Yeah, I do that also when I see a switch.
It's a good thing you are a tall man.
Yeah. No. So like, but to answer your question, no. I generally feel safe, like because like. The first things when I was when I signed here, they said that they will take care of us, and like really people in the club are taking care of us of whatever we need, like so I really know who to ask, and if like whatever I need, I know they'll be there.
You have Ami. Ami,
yeah,
is
Ami, yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. Ami. Exactly.
Ami is the fixer of everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at him, he's very happy. I have one last question of the preseason.
I just have to
Yeah, Ami.
Ami Beaton is coming. We're all just speaking about you.
Just
talked,
oh, about me?
Yeah, we just told Trifonovic that he has you, so you can fix everything and you can take care of everything.
Not everything, but I can help.
I wanted to ask you one last question about before the season, signing. I guess you spoke with coaches, friends, and pals, and what did you hear about Maccabi? What did you hear about Katash as a coach?
Like... only the best things. First of all, everybody told me that the organization is unbelievable, which like I'm here only for a month, but like, I can already see like it's nothing the same as any organization as I've been in. And about the coach, everybody told me like he's a great coach, calm person, and like.
And how is the connection so far? I mean, you had like 1 month together, I think, a little bit more.
Yeah, 1 month. You know, like. I see like the system, how it is. So like we have, I don't know, 7 new players or something like this. So
yeah.
Like we're just trying to adapt as quick as possible to the things that he wants and the assistant coaches want. And I mean, what can I say? Like he knows basketball. Like
you know, the saying about Audit is that he's a coach that all the players love.
Yeah, no, it's like, how can I say? That's what everybody told me, but like... he reminds me a lot of my coach in Turkey, which I had a great relationship with, like from Tofaş or Hunene. He was also a point guard in Turkey. And it's different, you know, when your coach has played in a level that you want to play, that you want to achieve, you can understand him much better than a coach who didn't play basketball.
And you both play under Roy Obradovic, so you can, you know.
we connect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To connect.
So let's talk about the expectations for Maccabi and from you for the coming year. Let's start with you. So last year, you had a central role. You're now coming to a EuroLeague team.
Yeah.
Possibly it will be harder to play such a major role. How do you see that working?
Yeah, well, you know, like at the beginning of every season, like it's a new team, new goals and everything. My goal for every year, like since I've played professional, is... to be better practice by practice, you know, to, I don't know, catch something from every teammate. Like, I don't know, is it the way he enters the practice? Is it the way after the practice, what does he do? What supplements he drinks? Just stuff like that. You know, like, I'm just trying to grow practice by practice, game by game, and do whatever the team needs me to do, you know, like, that's what I want to do. And, of course, you know, to grow step by step, to grow during the season. That's my personal goal.
You know, it's funny because you're 24 years old.
Yeah, 25
and
obviously soon, yeah.
4 years of experience in EuroLeague, I think.
Three years. Yeah.
You're entering your fourth.
This is my 7th year playing professional basketball, actually. Wow. Yeah.
So in this team, you have a lot of players who have zero EuroLeague experience.
Yeah.
You some kind of veteran.
Yeah.
So do you feel it? Do you feel like you have... I mean, it's probably too early to say, but do you feel you have like a different role and a role of some kind of veteran, and you need, you know, to explain to the players things about the European basketball, the EuroLeague?
No, for sure. Especially to the Americans who haven't played EuroLeague before. Like, you know, like whenever they ask me, or like if I feel I want to say something to them, even though they are maybe older than me 2 or 3 years, it doesn't matter. You know, that's the same. we're not kids anymore, like 14 or 18. Yeah, this course. Is the same, you know. So, of course, I always say, like, the EuroLeague is a different level. Like, the biggest difference for me in EuroLeague and all the other competitions are the bodies. The body, yeah, like
the body size,
like in the paint, you have like two beasts waiting for you. You know, it's like so that like everybody knows how to play. So like that's the only thing, like just the bodies.
And what the Maccabi fans can expect from you on the court? I mean, that's, you know, we know you're a good three point shooter.
Yeah.
What else?
That I will give my all, like, and this is not like a sentence that players really say, like, yeah, to the newspaper, just to say, like, I will really give my all, like, you will see my passion, my energy, like, I will go hard on defense, you know, be aggressive on offense, defense. Like I said, whenever the team needs me to win, I will do.
This is the most important thing for Maccabi fans. This is why I chose you in the beginning of the season, because I saw you playing before.
Yeah, it's true. Over the years, the Maccabi fans, so the favorite players, it was never matter if they're Americans, Israeli, or whoever. It's the players that left their heart on the court. It's the player that gets...
Yeah. No, I was so surprised, because I remember when we played against you guys the game before the war started.
You were playing the last game in the EuroLeague.
And I remember, like, we were warming up, and all of a sudden the fans start to sing each player's name.
Yeah.
And the players come and they clap to the... Yeah.
This is the routine before every game.
So I was amazed.
But that brings us to the next question. It's the saddest thing for us, but we will ask you, how do you think it will affect that? Well, at least for now, we're not going to have home court for the EuroLeague. We're going to play in Belgrade, which is maybe home court for you.
Yeah, but it's not the same. No, it's not the same. Look, like... I've been in Partizan for, I don't know, 4.5 years maybe, and the fans are really, like, important. Like, really, they can boost you up, you know, they can boost you up. And I know, like, when I played in Menorah, like, I know, and I honestly cannot wait to just feel the full gym in the yellow jersey, I swear. It's like, it motivates you, you know, like, when you see, I don't know, 10, 11, 20,000, I don't know how much, in the gym, singing your name,
especially or especially player of your kind.
Yeah, so it's like it's really a motivation for you, and there is no way that you will not give like 100%. There is no way.
Oh, hopefully, it will be possible this year. We're all praying for that.
Yeah. I would really, really, really like it.
So far, although it's been a short period of time, when you look at the team and you have been in different EuroLeague teams before, what would you say for now is the strengths of the team? Something the fans can look up to as saying, we're going to be strong in the EuroLeague because we have this and that.
I think, first of all, we built quite a good chemistry for a very short time, which is really important if you ask me. And I think our biggest plus or advantage is that we have players that can play multiple positions. We have players that can cover like all guards positions, 4-5, 5-4, you know. So I think like that's a really important thing for modern world basketball, because there's no such thing as position anymore in basketball. You know, like now you have a lot
of flexibility.
Yeah, so I would say that's a good thing.
What do you feel more comfortable playing, in the two, in the three? What's the place you feel comfortable in?
It depends.
Because
it depends.
We saw you in Turkey moving the ball like a point guard a lot
of
times.
Yeah, I played like for 2 months. Our point guard was injured, so I played like a point guard for a month and a half. Like I said, you know, I don't know, whoever is on the court at that time with me, I will adjust to him. Like, I can be the secondary ball handler. I mean, I would say that my favorite position is like to play, I don't know, as a big guard, as a secondary ball handler. Like, you know, to help if the press is there or something like that. I would say like that.
So we can expect a lot of things from you.
I hope everyone.
A lot of pressure on your shoulders now.
I'm not that guy who will like say this and that. I don't have social media. I don't use social media.
You don't have social media?
I have an account, but I haven't entered for 3 years, I think. Like
when you're 24 years old, like people your age have TikTok.
Like I'm really trying to focus only on
basketball,
my personal life and basketball, because that's the only things. Like I'm a quiet guy. Like I don't like the camera. Like Jimmy loves the camera. I'm not that guy. You know, I like, for example, it's just like I would finish a practice. I don't know. I would play with my dog. I don't know, chill with my girlfriend, chill with my family, watch something, play some video games, and that's all, you know.
So like, you saved me a question, because I wanted to ask if you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, listen, yeah.
The female listeners wanted to know.
I have.
And she's here with you in Israel?
She's supposed to arrive tomorrow. Tomorrow, my dog, my mom, and her are supposed to arrive.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what do you do besides of basketball? I mean, outside the court, what's your day looks like?
So
in Tel Aviv so far?
In Tel Aviv so far, 25 days I was in a hotel. I couldn't find an apartment. I was on Ami's head the whole time.
Which hotel?
Oh my God.
Did they put you in a good one?
No, it was a good one, but the play hotel.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So it's a
it's near to my office. Yeah,
next
Midtown.
To your you know why Ami put him? It's next to the court, so there's no free time. You only go to the hotel.
No, it's like it was really it was nice. I don't have anything in the room, but you know, like I want to have my own room,
your own corner,
toilet. Like I don't know, a regular toilet. It's not a hotel toilet. A TV that I want to watch, you know, like stuff
so
like
that.
So now
Ami found you a place.
We found as soon as we landed from Belgrade, I entered it, and right now, like my typical day would be, I don't know, wake up, have breakfast, practice, go back home, and just buy stuff, buy pillows, or like if I need, for example, yesterday I went, I bought cottage cheese and eggs, man. Like I just, whatever I need, you know.
Actually, that brings me to the next question. Did you already find a good restaurant in Israel, and how do you find Israeli food?
I have a restaurant that I'm ordering food from. Nobody knows from the team, but I'm like, I'm killing
every
it.
Day.
Every day
yeah.
I'm killing, like it's beef, calamari, some stuff like that. Something like duck, Peking duck or something like that.
Peking duck, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, Peking duck, yeah.
It's like a Chinese thing, no?
Yeah, Peking duck house, yeah.
Yeah.
And meat bar burger.
That's very good.
Yeah. That's good.
Burger is your favorite junk food?
But meat bar burger actually doesn't have, they have like healthy versions. They have like the Gouda cheese burger. Like I don't want to go and use my cheat meal on McDonald's or some bullshit, you know?
Yeah. I totally understand.
So
you
had
a very good, you had a lot of good burgers in Israel.
Yes.
Did you have a time to explore Tel Aviv till now, or?
Kind of. Me and Jeff were actually at the beginning, like first 2 weeks we were walking around, you know, like we went to the port, went to some malls. Also Gur is driving me to the practice because we live in the same building. So he was like explaining to me what is where and stuff like that. He showed me some grocery markets and stuff like that. You
don't
know,
drive in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, never drive.
Take a scooter.
I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed.
Yeah. I wanted to get an electric bike, and then Ami was like, read your contract.
I don't want to tell about the other guys in your team, but Oded used the scooter. I have it on video. Jimmy used the scooter, and they're all driving without a helmet on. So
just
be aware.
If something happened to Oded's knee, it's not that bad. Yeah. Everything that already
happened.
Oded
can get injured.
Already,
it's okay.
Yeah, just his brains.
But you, please be safe, because we're counting on you.
I don't know if you know, Tom, but you know what's the best food in Serbia? You can't eat it. It's called kamjak. Right?
Kaimak.
I know what's kaimak.
Yeah, it's like
it's Turkish thing.
It's a spread. Yeah,
yeah. It's like more fat than butter.
Yeah,
it's like pure fat.
It's amazing, man.
It's amazing.
Persians
amazing.
Love it as well. Yeah, no, it's a Turkish dish, no?
Don't say to a Serbian guy. Don't drink Greek coffee in Turkey and call it Greek. Yeah. So, a question for you, Tripa.
Yeah.
Did you choose the number 6?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I was wearing 32 in Partizan, and when I left Partizan, I wanted a different number, and I was wearing 6 when I was young, and my younger brother is wearing 6. 3 times 2 is 6. 3rd February is my mom's birthday, and I said 6.
2 days after me.
Yeah. So I said 6, and I just like the number, you know, 6, and like,
so you should know that this number is a very significant history in Maccabi.
Huge history.
Derek Sharp, which was our captain for many years, and lifted actually the EuroLeague trophy, and made the most important basketball shot in Maccabi for sure.
Mankind,
but yeah, in the history of mankind.
It's a Žalgiris miracle.
The Žalgiris miracle.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so number 6 is a big thing for
in
Maccabi.
Talbody lifted the European Cup as well.
It was number 6?
Yeah. So you big shoes to fill.
Actually, there's a very good story. I'll tell it to Tripa. Mickey Berkovich, you know the name? Yeah. So when he entered Maccabi, he wanted the number 6. Yeah. But it was belonged to Tal Brody, which was already captain, an American guy, and lifted the trophy. And then he told him, don't worry, kid. It's not the jersey that will make you great. You will make the jersey great.
Yeah.
And then for many years, 9 was like the number for Maccabi. So yeah, bring it back to 6, and Tom and everybody else will buy your shirt.
Yeah, buy the jersey.
Yeah.
But you have to stay another season, you promised me. I even bought Roman's jersey the summertime. I thought, oh, Roman, 100% staying in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Like 1 month after I bought it, NBA rumors
started. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you buy my jersey. I want a contract. Yeah.
Who's your favorite teammate so far?
Oh, I cannot choose, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Nobody's hearing. Only Maccabi fans.
No. I know. But I don't know, man. I'm like, everybody is different. It's just so funny. Like, I was commenting. Commenting now with TJ, like, how we have, and Will also, how we have a funny group of guys. Everybody's different, you know. So with everybody, you can speak something.
Who's the funniest so far?
TJ?
Yeah,
TJ.
And do you feel the chemistry? I mean, you didn't have a lot of chance to play together. You played maybe only...
Three games,
yes. Yeah. And can you see the chemistry building up? Do you see something special in this
team?
No, for
sure. Like, there's a big difference between the first friendly game and the last friendly game. You know, we are still getting used to each other, and it's a process, you know. It's a process, but I really think that we have a big potential. Especially, like I said, because we have guys who can play multiple positions. We have guys with EuroLeague experience, NBA experience, good local players, very good local players, you know. And I think it's a good base, and now it just has to grow.
So, for the first time in many, many years, Israel is going to have 2 teams in the EuroLeague, and not only from Israel, it's the same team. So I guess growing up in Partizan and playing in Partizan, you know what the derby can mean to the fans.
Of course.
And you hate Red as well, because of, I don't know, your pop was the coach of
but it wasn't me, it was my father. I know, like, the derby is a game that can, how can I say, that can change the course of the season at that time.
Yeah, you know, especially
it's the most important. I didn't yet play the derby, but like, of course I'm excited, and I know how much the derbies mean, because for 4.5 years I played the derbies, which is like for dead or life, you know. So I know how much it means, and like, I mean, we are not allowed to wear the color of the red.
This
you know?
Is what I wanted to tell you, that's but I'm saying, I look at you, everything is plain.
Everything is plain.
Everything is good.
It's what I'm saying.
And because of the situation in the EuroLeague, it's one of the only games which you actually get the EuroLeague experience in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
With the fans, with the full court, with the home court advantage or the away.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge deal for the fans, as you can imagine.
So please score like 5 threes in the game, and you know, after every 3, go and celebrate in the face of the Apoel fans. It's very important to us. You can ask Jalen afterwards.
Or otherwise you can injure Vasa, but you know, he's in your team, so in your national team.
Did you spoke with him?
Yeah. Vasa is a good friend of mine, actually. Like, as soon as I signed, I told him like that I'm coming and everything. So it's nice, you know. He's my good friend, but on the court, I will do everything to beat him. And that's
were you disappointed that you didn't make the cut for the national team?
I was disappointed, but then at the same moment I had a problem with my leg. We played a friendly game against Bosnia, and I felt pain. And the recovery took, you know, 10 days. And after those 10 days, one day afterwards, they were already on a plane to Riga. So I didn't know, I was trying my best to try to recover faster and everything, but the doctors were telling me that there's a risk if I go that it can even become worse.
Uh-huh.
So I just said, okay, I will be focused to come here on time, you know, be with a new team, meet the guys, and that's it. I mean, in the end, everybody was expecting a gold title from gold medal from Serbia.
I thought they're gonna do it and go all the way.
Yeah,
I
me
was
too.
Very surprised.
Me too. And I mean, those are all of my friends, like really good friends. Like, we have a great chemistry there, and it's sad because I really thought that this generation deserves the gold.
Now you have more hunger to take more titles with the with Maccabi.
For sure.
Generally speaking, just as basketball fans to basketball fans.
Yeah.
So, but EuroBasket was great tournament, really high. You know.
Yeah. It was really nice. Like I couldn't watch all the games because we had practices, you know, and the games in the group stage are like at 12 in the morning.
Yeah.
So
we couldn't watch it either. We were working, or at least me.
No, but like I watched like Germany Turkey final, amazing basketball. Also yeah. Finland Greece. Finland almost caught Greece in the end. Like, yeah. It's good basketball, man. And like just like I said, like everybody can play.
Did you have a chance to watch Roman play?
Yeah,
the
I watched
the national team.
Yeah, I watched them actually against France, against Jalen.
Wow, it was amazing! Like one of the biggest wins in the history for us.
Yeah, I watched because actually in the hotel room I only had the television that broadcast Israel. so those games I watched, but the other games I was on my VPN and my iPad and trying to figure out a way to watch.
What can we wish for you? If we will do in fast forward and we speak like in the end of the season, what's
wish.
On the personal note and the team
for
note?
For me to keep the scarf, that's what you want to wish
of
me.
Of course.
To continue the tradition, I will do my best to do it. And nothing, you know, just like, you can wish me whatever you want.
I want to wish you that we are all about winning, we are Maccabi, we don't care about anything else. But, okay. Stay healthy, have fun.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're still young, it's your career, you have fun. And then bring the trophies and the championships.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, we still didn't begin the season still didn't begin,
mm-hmm.
but you are, for now, the fan favorite. You should know that. Not for only for me. Because of the way you play, because of your emotion, because of everything. Even though we have like a big star like Lonnie in the team.
Yeah.
And hopefully when we finish the season it's going to be the same and more fans will be your favorite.
It means a lot, and like I really, if like if that's true, I really want to thank you guys, and I will do everything to prove you right, and you can always expect from me 100% hustle and doing everything for to win. That's all.
Did we finish? Do you have anything else to say?
I just say I want to wish him and us one more thing, that he will stay long enough that he gets to get EuroLeague atmosphere in Yad Eliyahu, and then
I wish that for myself.
It's something. Although you played for Partizan, but
but no, this is amazing, man. This is amazing, and the gym, like, it's amazing.
Don't worry, it's gonna be fully packed against Apoel and against Jerusalem.
Yeah,
you have a big game. This Sunday.
Yeah, cannot wait.
And we're all cheering for you from the stands.
Yeah.
And that's it. We want to say thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, real pleasure.
We hope it wasn't... we didn't ask you
No, it was amazing. I was as natural as I can be. I think I was myself, so...
That's a good thing. And hopefully in the middle of the season we can bring you
For sure.
to do much more in the studio and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Good
nice
luck
to meet
for
you.
The season.
Thank you guys.
Good luck.
Thank you guys.